ice-cold shower and about 2 pints of black coffee. Colan spun round. He desperately needed something that would do the work of a laundry.
"Where did it come from?" he said. "It was over there, wasn't it? I thought it was that way."
In the fog, all directions were the same.
"I think," said Colan slowly, "that we ought to go and make a report about this as soon as possible."
"Right," said Nobby. "Which way?"
"Let's just run, eh?"
Constable Downspout's huge, pointy ears quivered as the noise boomed over the city. He turned his head carefully, triangulating for height, direction, and distance. And then he remembered it. The cry was heard in the watchhouse, but muffled by the fog. It entered the open head of the golem Dorful and bounced around inside, echoing down, down among the small cracks in the clay until, at the very edge of perception, little grains danced together. The sightless sockets stared at the wall. No one heard the cry that came back from the dead skull, because there was no mouth to utter it, and not even a mind to guide it, but it screamed out into the night.
"Clay of my clay, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not die."